Bokar Tov, we are nearing the end of Shmuel Aleph. Mike, Siyum, we gotta have a Siyum. What should we do?
We should do it on a Thursday or a Monday.
Should we like slow down and do it on Thursday? We could do it by Wednesday. Today, if we learn today, tomorrow, Wednesday is gonna be
a wedding anyway, so save it till next Monday.
No, then we just do it Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
All right, we don't have to burden the whole podcast thing with our discussion of a Siyum. We're about to finish the thing. We're about to finish Shmuel Aleph. And we're on chapter 31. What happened in the previous chapter? David, so giving a recap what happened on Friday. When David went on the side of the Pelishtim to go against Am Yisrael to war, while he was there, the Amaleki people came and they sacked Tziklag, which was David's little province in Gut, in the Pelishti area. And they took all of the women and the children and all of the spoils. So, in the meantime, David was out at the battlefield with the Pelishti people and the Sarne Pelishtim, the governors of some sort. They said, we don't want David. We don't trust him because his incentives are too much not in our favor. Because if he realizes that he could come with our heads to Shaul, he could win back Shaul's favor, he may be tempted to do that. So we don't want David out to war with us. Smart on their part, honestly, because David, until then, hasn't really been loyal to the Pelishtim at all. He was just attacking the enemies of the Jews. So, while they're out toward, when David comes back to Tziklag, he sees that the Amaleki had taken everything, had destroyed everything, and they'd burnt it down, and they'd taken all the spoils, and all the people are going crazy, and they're about to stone David, and everybody's really, really scared. So then David, he asks the Urim v'Tumim. And he says, should I go down to the Amaleki? Will I get them? And Hashem says, yes, you shall go down for
you.
How do you have it? No, the question isn't how David had it. The question is how Shaul got it. And was in the question of when he went to the Balat Ov of Endor, the question is how Shaul first asked the Urim v'Tumim if David had it. David had the Urim v'Tumim.
Why isn't David having it?
Because David has a thing, has Aviatar.
Aviatar has been traveling with David these years?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because whenever he fled from Nov, he joined David's team.
Okay? Nov, the city of the
and he Kohanim. And it says Beferush that he brought the thing. He brought the Urim v'Tumim. What?
Nov was the city of the Kohanim.
Nov was the city of Kohanim that Shaul destroyed when he accused them of protecting, of harboring David. Okay. So David comes and he gets the okay to go and attack the Amaleki, and he's going to win. On the way, he sees some man on the street. This man is dying. This Egyptian man. He's dying. He has no food. He has no water. This, that. And they give him food and drink, not knowing who he is. That's important because it shows that they're not out there just for personal gain. If they see a guy who's dying on the street, they help him. That's the nature of David. So he goes and they bring him back to life. And it turns out that this guy is the servant of an Amaleki person. So they give him food, they rejuvenate him, and then they ask him, could you bring us to the Amaleki camp? He says, yes. So he takes them to the Amaleki camp. They see the Amaleki people are just there dancing and having a fun time with all the spoils that they won. And they hadn't killed anybody. They didn't kill any of the women, any of the children, nothing. David goes and attacks them. He wins. He takes back all the women and children and a lot of extra spoils. And as they're walking back, they called it the spoils of David. Everybody was very proud of all the spoils that they had won. And then he got his wife back. He got both his wives back, actually, Achinoam and Abigail. And he got everybody their items back. And then he ended up giving gifts to all of the people who had helped him along the way. So once he got back to Tziklag, he gave gifts to all of the cities in Yehuda, which offered him a safe haven while he was running away from Shaul. Which is a good thing because that's David, in a sense, consolidating the love of Yehuda. Which he's going, Yehuda is the easy target for him because he's from Yehuda. And he consolidates the love of Yehuda by giving all of them gifts from war. He also shows them that he can succeed in war. There was another big issue that came, that as he was coming back with all the spoils, the 400 men who went out to war with him said, we don't want to give the spoils to the 200 men who were there, who were watching the Kelim, because we were the ones who went and fought. And David said, no, you guys don't say that. The people who watch back at home are equally important to the people who go out to war, and they deserve to partake in the spoils as well. And it became a chok in Israel, a law in Israel, that any time an army goes out to war, they split the spoils evenly with the people who stayed back to watch the families and to guard the home base. So that was another thing that happened. The only thing I want to make sure we got it right is the order of events. When did David ask the Urim and Tumim?
You mean after they came back to their place in Siklag and they saw that it was destroyed and they heard us from Amalek?
Okay, so yeah, we got the order completely right. Perfect. Okay, the order was right. Everything is good. Now we're on chapter 31, which is the last chapter of Shmuel Aleph. Now, if you notice, if you go to the end of the chapter, you'll see that it goes straight into Shmuel Bet without any, like, there's no, in your books it has, they have a break. In my book, it goes straight in as if it's like just the next chapter. And I think that they do a good job because there's no, Shmuel is one book. They divided it up just because it's a large book. So they broke it up for, just for convenience. But it's one book, okay? The Christian chapter makers, whenever they did it, in like the 16th century or something. Okay? We're chapter 31, we're nearing the end of the book, and the book is going to end back at the vantage point of Shaul. Where is Shaul last we saw him? He's about to go out to war with the Pelishtim, and Shmuel, who had just come back to life, or who he had just imagined came back to life, or who he had just hallucinated seeing, just told him that he's going to lose, which is debatable whether he actually saw Shmuel or this was all in his mind because he thought he was going to lose and he knew he had these nevuah. If you remember, the Shmuel that came out of the earth, the one that came back to life, told him the exact same words that Shaul heard from Shmuel when he was alive, which means maybe he's just hearing what's ringing in his head, you know. Anyways, so we're back to the story of Shaul, and we're going to see what happens to him in this war with the Pelishtim. Pasuk Perek Lamed Aleph. Uflishtim nilhamim beYisrael, and the Pelishtim were doing battle with Israel. Vayanusu anshe Yisrael mipenei Pelishtim. And the people of Israel ran away from the Pelishtim. Vaypelu halalim behar haGilboa, and many people died in Mount Gilboa.
Gilboa is where he went to seek the thing. Shaul was there. Gilboa is the same city as the thing, as the Ovi Deoni thing.
No, that was Endor. I don't think it's Gilboa. I think that was Endor. That was where they originally encamped.
Oh, so they went back there. He went to the...
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you have to say that.
Yeah.
He paused, he went to Endor and came back to the camp or something. Vaydbeku Filishtim et Shaul vet Banav. The Pelishtim caught Shaul and his sons. Vayaku Filishtim et Yehonatan. They killed Yonatan, Vet Avinadav, Vet Malkishua, Venesh U. They struck them, yeah.
Why doesn't
it say
like the lashon of killing?
No, it's used interchangeably. Vayaku. In war, it's always Vayaku is the most used word. Okay, Vayaku Filishim et Yonatan, Vet Avinadav, Vet Malkishua, Venesh U. They killed Yonatan, Avinadav, Malkishua. Have we seen these sons, Avinadav and Malkishua?
No.
We haven't, right? No. I don't remember. I'm asking.
I don't remember him coming.
We haven't seen these guys. So, we haven't seen. Okay. So we just know Yonatan. Yeah. Like the sad thing is Yonatan dies, which we had a lot of hopes for Yonatan because he still has a promise with David, that he promised David that David's going to succeed and he's going to become king, and he promised David that whenever you do become king, make me your second, you know, in command. ותכבד המלחמה אל שאול וימצאו המורים אנשים בקשת ויחל מאוד מהמורים, and the war got intense. And the archers found Shaul. They located Shaul and the people with the bow. And he was very, very afraid of the people with the bow, with the arrows. Yeah, it was like the sniper set found him. They located him. So they're all starting attacking him at the same time. And the nature of these things is that from the time they find you, you only have a few minutes before the arrows start to pierce you and enough arrows come and hit you and that you're going to fall and die. And Shaul doesn't want to be killed by the enemy arrows. So what does he say? Pasuk Dalev, Vayomer Shaul enoseh chilav. Shaul says to the bearer of his equipment, Shelof charbecha bedokreni vah. Take out your sword and stab me with it. Pen yavoha arelim ha'ele udkaruni v'it'aleluvi. Lest these uncircumcised people come and they stab me and they make a mockery out of me. Ve'lo avan oseh elav ki arem me'od. But the arms bearer did not want to do it because he was very afraid. Ve'ikach Shaul t'cherev ve'ipol aleha. And Shaul fell upon the sword. And he took his sword and he fell upon it on his own. He fell upon his sword, thus ending his own life. And his arms bearer saw that Shaul died. And he also fell on his sword and he also died. So this is like a disaster. This whole war is a disaster.
You're not allowed to do that.
Talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, we could actually go into that. But Shaul u'shloshet banav v'noseh elav gam kol anashav b'yom ahu yachtav. Shaul and his arm bearer, they died on that day, and all of his people also died on that day. V'yiru anshei Yisrael asher b'ayver ha'emek v'asher b'ayver ha'yaden. Ki nasu anshei Yisrael d'chimetu Shaul u'banav. All the Jews that were in farer places, not at the scene of the battle, they saw that the Jewish people had run away. And if you remember in previous wars, when the other Jews see that the Jews are winning, they come, they join. But this time, they ran away from their cities. And the Plishtim came and they occupied many Jewish cities because of this war. So this is an unmitigated disaster. What happens? Shaul and his sons die. This is the last of Yehonatan. And Shaul ends up having to kill himself. And all of the cities that were surrounding the battle scene became occupied by the Plishtim. So it's not a good situation. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.